All right.
Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive. Today, we're going deep on labor analytics,
Okay.
specifically through the lens of California employment law. And we've got a lot to cover today. As always, I've been digging through tons of articles and research papers, and it's pretty clear that California is really at the forefront of shaping employment law for the entire country.
For sure.
So even if you're not in California, this stuff matters.
Absolutely.
Because chances are, whatever happens in California
Yeah.
is going to end up on your doorstep eventually. So, labor analytics, just to start us off, when we talk about labor analytics,
Yeah.
we're really talking about using data to make better workforce decisions.
Yeah, using all that data companies are already collecting,
Yeah.
turning it into insight that they can use.
Exactly. And it's not just about, crunching numbers. It's about getting a real understanding of your workforce
Right.
and using that understanding to create a better, more efficient and more equitable workplace for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And especially in California, with
Yeah.
all of its worker-friendly laws, it
Right.
can be a game changer.
So let's dive into some specific examples of how this plays out in the California context.
Okay.
One of the things that really struck me in my research was this whole issue of AB 5.
The big worker bill, right?
Exactly, the gig worker bill,
Yeah.
and how it's made it so much more difficult for companies to classify workers as independent contractors.
Yeah, a lot more scrutiny. A lot more risk.
And the fines for misclassification can be pretty
Crap.
hefty, right?
Oh, yeah, huge.
And so one of the things labor analytics can do is help companies analyze their workforce
Right.
and actually flag those potential misclassification risks
Yeah, before they become a
before
problem.
they become a problem.
Exactly. It's like an early warning system.
That's a great way to put it. It's like having a little legal radar that's constantly scanning the horizon for potential issues.
Yeah, and not just for AB 5 compliance. Think about things like wage and hour laws,
Right.
or even things like predicting potential litigation.
So it's not just about avoiding lawsuits. It's also about proactively creating a fairer workplace.
Exactly. You can use this data to identify and address pay gaps, for example.
Right. Or to make sure you're providing equal opportunities for advancement for everyone.
Yeah, and you know what else is interesting? You can use this data to track employee sentiment.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Because happy employees are productive employees.
Right, exactly.
And so if you can use data to figure out what's making your employees tick, what their concerns are, you can create a much more positive and supportive environment.
Absolutely. And you can also get ahead of things like burnout or potential discrimination issues.
Right. So instead of just reacting to problems, you can actually prevent them from happening in the first place.
Yeah, being proactive rather than reactive.
Proactive, that's a key word here. And that's where the real power of labor analytics lies.
For sure, it's about using data to create a better future of work for everyone.
And I think that's a really important point to emphasize because there are definitely some ethical considerations here.
Oh, absolutely. You're dealing with people's data, their livelihoods, their privacy.
Right. And so we need to make sure that as we embrace these powerful tools,
Right.
we're doing so in a way that respects the rights and dignity of every worker.
Transparency is key, making sure employees understand how their data is being used.
Absolutely. I think that's a perfect place to wrap up our deep dive for today. We've covered a lot of
A
ground,
lot of ground, yeah.
but it's clear that labor analytics is here to stay,
It is.
and it has the potential to really transform the workplace,
Huh.
for better or for worse.
For better, hopefully.
So as we move forward, it's up to all of us to ensure that it's used responsibly, ethically, and in a way that benefits everyone. So as a final thought for our listeners today, I want to leave you with this question.
Okay.
How do we balance the incredible power of labor analytics with the need to protect individual privacy and autonomy in the workplace?
That's a big one.
It is, but it's a question that we all need to be thinking about as we navigate this new world of work. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.
See ya.